Okay, let's get into Chagiga Daf Vav. Chagiga Daf Vav and the Yerushalmi, and we are on Hey Amabez as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Chagiga. It says the Mishnah, Mishiyeshlo Ochlim Merubim V'Nechasim Mimuatim. Somebody has, as we remember, the third category of a Karbanos is the Shalmei Simcha, and that's only if it is needed. It's not the chova like the first two of the Olas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. So when does one bring it? So if somebody has many eaters, Ochlem Rubim, a large family, Unachasim Mimuatim, but not so much money, right? Somebody is a little short on cash. So then maybe Shlamim Merubim, but Olas Mimuatim. So then you want to have the most efficiency in your meat, in your food. So you buy a lot of shlamims because the shlamims are all eaten. So if you don't have so much extra cash flow, but you have a lot of people that you need to feed, so buy a lot of shlamims and olos muatos and spend less on olos, and just do the minimum. Or it could even be again the Karbaneda says it could even be the Shalmei Chagiga, even the category two. We might be talking about one and two but you're allowed to expand. As we said, could you even expand with Maaser Sheni money? That was what we discussed a little bit in the past two Shiurim. But so this is even talking about category one and two. Oklam Miyuta V'Nachasim Ruvim. What if somebody has not so many eaters, but you have plenty of cash? So then you could expand on your Ola. Maybe Olos Merubos, because that's a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olos Merubos. Ushlamim Muatim. And then have less Shlamim because you don't have so many eaters. So you don't want to have a lot of nosar left over. Zev zememuatin, if you have not too much cash flow and not too many eaters, al zenemar ma kasef v'shtei kasef, then you have the minimum amount, as we said in the last year, the last Mishnah, machloket b'shem beis Hillel, which is the ola, which is the shlamim, in terms of the minimum. Zev zemerubin, and if you have plenty of both, so al zenemar, Ish kamanas yado kivrechatz Hashem alokecha asher nasan lach. A man according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, kamanas yado kivrechatz Hashem alokecha, like the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, asher nasan lach. Good. Says the Gemara, it's based on a pasuk, adi v'yado ha'rechava. If somebody is an ani, but naturally he's a giving person. He doesn't have so much to give though, but he's actually giving person. So kori ani alav, ish kamanas yado. He should, based on what he has, he shouldn't go overboard, but he should give what he can. Ishkabanas yado. And the second half of the pasuk, ashir v'yado mu'uta. What if he is an ashir? He has plenty, but he generally is pretty stingy. He generally doesn't share. So here he has to overcome his natural tendency. Korayani alav, kevirchaz Hashem alakech, Hashem asan lach. Like the bracha that Hashem gave you. Right? And you have to try to overcome your natural tendency. Says Rav Chaim Kadievsky, the afal pi she'ena rotza litain. Even though naturally you don't want to give, you don't like to give too much. Lo tema ish kamatnas yado ksiv. Don't say ish kamatnas yado va'ani matanasi mu'uta. I generally say give less. Ela chayev ba'olos merubim shetzorach lavi kibrechaz Hashem asun asan lach. You have to be commensurate with how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, so get over your natural tendency. Ani v'yado mu'uta, and what if it's both? Ani and yado mu'uta, he generally doesn't give so much, and he is an ani salz. And emar, ein pachot b'shei kasef. You have the minimum there. The Nitziv puts this into the psukim themselves. He thinks this is the pshat. If you look in Dvarim, he quotes this Yerushalmi. This is the last pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. We know Re'eh has the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the third large section of Parshas HaMoedim, where we have one in Emor and one in Pinchas and one in Re'eh, each one with a separate emphasis. The emphasis in Re'eh is the Aliyah L'Regel. Shalosh pamim bashana yei ro'eh kol zechorcha, espedei Hashem alokecha, three times a year. B'makam asher yivchar, b'chag ha'matzos, b'chag ha'shoz, b'chag ha'sukos. V'lo yeras p'nai reikam. Ish kamanas yado, and the last pasuk in the parsha, kivirch Hashem alakecha asher nasan lach. So the Nitziv says, this is referring to our Gemara. He says, Misparish, based on what Tosfos and Chagiga, Dafches, quotes b'shem Yerushalmi, ani v'yado rechava, he quotes this, Pirshim hu ani aval b'tivo lefazer, tzorch lefazer, gamal karbanas achag, v'zeo kamanas yado b'chol davar, umishi hu ashir v'kamsa, mikamakam tzorch lehavi karbanas achag, kivirchas Hashem. Right, he has to do that, and he has to overcome his natural tendency. Right, mitzvahs are right, even if it's not natural for us to do mitzvahs, but we have to do them. Sometimes we have to try to make it natural for us. That's the discussion of the Rambam in the sixth perek of Shmona Prakim. The Rambam titles this perek Behefrish asher bein hachasid hamu'ula uvein hakovesh es yitzro. V'hamoshel benafsho. The Rambam says there are two different types of people who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who are naturally chassid, those who do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants naturally, without so much challenge to their natural tendencies, versus Kovish Yisro, somebody who has a big Yetzirah, and somebody he overcomes that to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he talks about which one is better, which one is stronger. Amra Filosofim, so he first quotes this as a machlokes, then he makes shalom. Amra Filosofim, he quotes that the philosophers say, Shamoshel benafsho. This obviously is a Hebrew translation of the Arabic. The Rambam wrote Pirsh Mishnayos in Arabic. Shamoshel benafsho, avabi sha'osam ma'isam atovim v'chashuvim. Somebody who overcomes his natural tendencies and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to eat the treif, but I'm not going to because Hashem told me to. I want to do this, but. So, hu osa osam, v'hu misave el ha'pu'ulos haros, v'nichsaf aleihem, v'yichvesh es Yisro. Right, that's one. V'yachlok olav, bipu'ulosav, and he overcomes his yetzer in his actions. He has this inner desire to do an aveira, and he overcomes amashi yihiru, I love kochosa v'ta'avaso v'tchunas nafsho v'yasa tovos, and he does the good. V'hu mitzta'er ba'asiyasam benizo, and he has tsar. He suffers in this spiritually, where he's trying to overcome his natural. Aval achasid, the other type of server of Hashem, hu shenimshach bepulaso, acher mashe ti'ireu ta'avaso tchunaso. He is a chasid, he is naturally pulled to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. V'yase ha'tovos, v'hu mis'ave v'nichsav aleihem. He'll do the good things that he has a desires for the good. U'bahaskama, and that's the machlokas. Red Chasin Meula or Moshe B'Yisrael, who is greater? Ubahaskama mina philosophim. The philosophim came to the maskana that which is greater. Shahachasid yoter chashuv v'yoser shalim Moshe B'Nafsho. Where the philosophers think that the chasid is greater, where you've conditioned yourself to and you are naturally doing the right thing, that is better. That you don't know any tsar of the milchama of the yetzer. Aval amrusha Moshe B'Nafsho kechasid bin yanim rabim. Right, it's a lower level. If you have a desire to do the wrong thing and you overcome, that's good, but it's not on the same level. Because your tchuna, your tchuka for the ra is an evil bad midah. For Amu Shlomo HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, Shlomo HaMelech says, Nefesh Rasha Ivsara. The nefesh of a Rasha desires ra. The yomar b'simcha sachasid b'maisa atov v'hitz ta'er mishenot tzadik basiyasa. Zeo ma'amar, and he quotes the pasuk. Simcha letzadik asos mishpat u'mechita l'po'ali oven. Zeh ha'nira b'divrei ha'nevim na'us l'mishas gru'a philosophim. V'kasher chakana b'divrei chachamim. It says the Rambam, the philosophers say that a chasid merula is greater than a Moshe b'Yitzro. But if you look in the chachamim, b'zeh enya nimsa lahem, you find ma'amari chazal, that says, Shamis Avalave was Vinichsaf Aleim, who Yoser Chashav Yoser Shalim. The opposite, right? Somebody who has a desire to do the Averis, somebody who's what he calls Moshe B'Yitzro, that's greater. Me'asher Lo Yisav Aleim, greater than one who does not desire, Velo Yitzar Banachasan. You don't have a desire to do the wrong thing? No, that's lower level. Somebody has a desire and overcomes and acts L'Shem Shamayim, that's better. Ad Sha'amru Shekol Asher Yihadam Yoser Chashav Yoser Shalim, Tiyachukaso la'averos, vitztaro banachas yoser gadol. Right, the Gemara says, I think in Sukkah, right, kol gadol mechavero yitzro gadol imenu. Veheviyu bazeh dvarim v'amru. Oh, he quotes it. I'm sorry, I forgot. Sukkah nun beis. Kol gadol mechavero yitzro gadol imenu. Right, whoever is greater, he has a greater yitzer. Velo dayam zeh ad sha'amru sheschar ha'moshel b'nafsho gadol l'fi rov tzaro b'mashal b'nafsho. As the Mishnah says, l'fum tzara agra. Right, the more pain you have to overcome, it's better. The Yoser Mizeh, Shehem Tzivu Lios Adam Misavel Averis. They said, no problem. You could even, there's no problem to try to change it. For you to be Misavel Averos. V'yishiru Milomar, Shani B'tivi Lois Avelozaz Avera. Don't say, oh, I'm naturally, I have no desire. V'yavavish Lo Asra HaTorah, V'hu Amram, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Yomar HaAdam, E.F. Shilech Obasu B'chalav. Person shouldn't say, I have no desire to eat not kosher. E.F. Shilu B'lshatnes, E.F. Shilavola Erva, E.F. Shil, Avel Me'asa, Avisha B'ashnaim Gazer Alay. So, Moshe B'Nafsho is better. So the Rambam has the machlokas between the philosophers and the Chachamim, and then the Rambam makes Shalom. The Rambam says, "Lofia muvan mipshutei shnei ha'mamorim betchilas ha'machshava." When I think about this, I am so shimzeh zeh. Even though it seems like they contradict each other, the ena inyan kain said the Rambam, I think they make shalom. Al v'shnehem emes ve'ein machlokes b'nehem klal. There's no machlokes. They're mashlim each other. Who? It depends on which aveira. Shaharos asher ein eitzel philosophim rose. When the philosophers say it's bad to have the taiva, that's to have a taiva for things that are known to be negative. Interesting, he has ona'a here, right? I thought that ona'a is a way to make money, right? So all of these, stealing, murder, right? You should have a desire to murder somebody and overcome. If a desire to steal, no, you shouldn't want to steal. You shouldn't want to rip people off. Scam them. Ula hazik lemishalo heiralo. To damage. Veligmol ra lemetivlo. Velivzos av va'ein b'chayotze be'elu. Right? All of these, right? Interesting. He has Hezek on here. One of the sources related to the Isra of Hezek. Veda mitzvah shamar alev chacham mizachon ulvracha. Right? These are the mitzvahs that Chazal say that if they wouldn't have been written down, we would have understood. Ruinen li kasev. V'yikru osan ksas mechachameinu hacharonim asher choli hamidaber mitzvah sichlios. Right, some call them sichlios. Right, quotes of Sadiagon. It's a big footnote here. So that's where, when it comes to sichlios, that's where you have to be chasin meula. But vein suffik, asher tichsel v'dar mishtoke galafi chaser. If you have a desire to murder, desire to steal, so then obviously your nefesh is pagum. Right, v'ha nefesh hachashu v'lo tisava la'echa me'lo rose klau. V'lo titzar mihimona mehen. Not killing shouldn't give us any pain. Aval, but things that the Torah is just goes there. Dvarim shabat amruf alim chachamim. Shakove sheis yisro men hu yoser chashav v'gulo yoser tov. Heim toros hashimios, as he calls them, shimios. V'zemes, right? The shatnez and basa b'chalav. Oh, I have no desire? This is not anything natural. Shemali atorah lo hayaroz klal. If the Torah wouldn't have commanded it, they wouldn't be negative at all. V'bnezet amru, shetzorah chadam shiyaniach nafsho oheves osan. V'lo yelo moneh amehen rak hatorah. The only reason that you don't do this should be because the Torah says not to. And that's what the Chazal don't say. Al yomer adam efshi larug nefesh, efshi lignov, efshi lachazev. Let's say that, to lie or to steal. Ela efshi, avamasa avishbaim gazar alai. No, what are the examples given in that Chazal? Basa b'chalav, shatnez, arayos. Interesting, arayos is put here in the second category. Might be different types of arayos, but that's the Rambam. So again, this relates to our Gemara here, where the Pasuk is telling you, you have to go out of your way. If you're miserly in general, go out of your way to make sure to overcome that and give the tzedakah. Okay, ish prat l'katan, fourth line. So an ish, where it says, ish k'matnas yado, excluding katan. Right, what does this mean? Maybe it excludes a katan who is less than the age that Bishamah and Bishol said before. Maybe it's Pratlakata, he doesn't have to bring his own. He's only a supplement of his father, as we said earlier in the Shira. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bai. Omar, what about the following case? Harel like Chagiga b'chamei slam, behavi b'shtayim. For somebody's Chagiga doesn't have to be two slam, has to be less, right? We said one or two, depending on Bisham Beisil. But what if somebody is no there? I'm going to bring a Chagiga for five. And he brings two, which is the minimum. So he definitely owes a carbon of three. Right, this make the difference. But what is that considered? Has he been yotze his chagiga and now has to bring a separate carbon shlamim that's worth three yatza, or okfar nikva? Or do we say no? His chagiga is still chaser because he said I'm going to bring a chagiga five. So then, if he doesn't bring it, that it's not that he just has a separate chi of shlamim on him, but even in the chagiga, it is even the chagiga is missing and he hasn't been yotze his chagiga. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, but Amalei Rabbi Yossi seems to say, well, what do you mean? Why should this be any different than any other carbon? Like a carbon Asham. Ilu Misha Amar Harayalai Asham B'chamish Shlam. If somebody says, I promise to bring a carbon Asham for five Shlam, Shlam Shalom Nikva, you don't think that's Nikva to be five? Of course it's Nikva to be five. And until you bring a carbon Asham that's worth five, it's, you're not Yotze. Vako Nikva. So to here, it should be Nikva. Should be Nikva to here. So therefore, that's the answer they give to Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. Rabbi Yossi says it should be like an Asham. Be nikva in this case, and you're chaser the chagiga. Is there any reason to be mechalik between an asham and a chagiga? They're both mechuyev, talking about the shalmi chagiga and the carbon asham. So, lachar, there's no difference to be mechalik, so that's why the Gemara has that comparison. Period. Says the Gemara, mi shalo chag biyantif harishon shal chag. If somebody didn't bring the carbon chagiga on the first day is the that it should be brought chogig v'holech as kol haregel v'yantav achron. then one should bring it on, is allowed to bring it, there's tashlumin, to bring it on all the days of Yontif, even Shmini Atzeres, when it's talking about Sukkot. Even Shmini Atzeres, Chol Regel v'Yontif v'Ha'acharon. And that's Pesach also, including the last day. There's not as much of a chiddush on Pesach, because it's all one holiday. It's not like Shmini Atzeres, as we'll see, which is a regel b'fnei atzmo for certain halachas, but regarding tashlumin of the Karban Chagiga, it can be brought then. Shavuos as well, we know it can be brought for a week after Shavuos, right? The vestige of that halacha is that we don't say tachron for a week after Shavuos, bizman hazeh. Avar haregel v'lo chag, if the Yontif fast, it's no longer Sukkot. It's after Shmini Atzeres. You know, Chayim Bachar Yosan, then you're done, right? Then you're there's no way that you can make it up. If you already designated a karban, then you have to bring it even afterwards if it's ready. But it'll just be a shlamin. If it's in a dava and it gets lost, then you wouldn't have to make it up. That's the language of Chayim Bachar Yosan. The language we find by nedava in the past. Al zeh nemar about this halacha. It says, if somebody misses Yontif, me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, v'chisaron lo yuchal lihimanos. Right? The pasuk that says that sometimes you can't make it up. Pasuk beginning of Koheles, if it's crooked, it can't be fixed, and it's something missing, that you're not, you can't be counted. Because after all, up until this time, you could have fixed it, but now you messed up, and therefore, it cannot be fixed. Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, where do we see that you could even use and bring it on Shmini Atzeres, even though, again, as we said, Shmini Atzeres is a separate yontif for various halachas, as the Gemara is going to say. But regarding this halacha of tashlumin, you can make it up. Tashlumin we don't find by too many areas of halacha, right? We find tashlumin by tefillah. By tefillah, we have it in just the next tefillah. But that's parallel to karbanos, right? The Gemara there in Brachas discusses, maybe you should say, of our Yoma Baltar Karbano. Maybe even if you want to say, you could do Shachras to Mincha, maybe not Mincha to Meirev, because it's the next halachic day. We possibly that you can. But that's the Tila. So what about here? So you have the whole week. Nemar Chamisha Asar Pesach, Nemar Chamisha Asar B'chag. It says Chamisha Asar, as we know, Tesvav. By Pesach and by Sukkot. Ma Chamisha Asar, Shavar B'Pesach, Yontav Achron, Tashlumin L'Rishon. Just like Tesvav by Pesach, the last day is Tashlumin, L'Rishon. So Avchamisha also Shnei Bechag Yontav Achron Tashlum in the Rishon. So to Tesvav that it says on Sukkis, the last day can be Tashlum in the Rishon. Yes, it's a bigger Chiddush because this is a separate Yontif, but it is that's the halacha. Yehuda Bar Safar B'Shem Rav Oshia. Yehuda Bar Safar made a certain drasha on the following pasuk. We're gonna in 5 lines from now reject this drasha and assume he meant something else. But let's see what he says first. You should have this chag, right, for 7 days. Right, that's what the pasuk says in Emor. Right, in the 7th month. It's talking about Sukkot. So, what exactly? It says you should bring the chag, which is chagiga, 7 days. 7 days? Ask the Gemara. What do you mean 7? Right, it's 8. Right, because you can even bring the chagiga Shmini Atzeres. So what does it mean? Why does it say 7? El, let's say Shabbos mehem, Hare Shiva. It must be that it's coming to exclude Shabbos. You can bring it for 7 days, because whenever Shabbos is, you can't bring the carbon chagiga on Shabbos. Right, so therefore, that's why it says 7. So this pasuk is teaching me that chagiga is not docha Shabbos. That's the first way that we review the Bar Safra is understood as bringing the drasha. The Gemara says at least 3 questions on that type of drasha. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'chimikama manu sheira chagiga docha Shabbos. Is this lo mimakam acher? We need this pasuk to teach me that chagiga is not docha Shabbos. And we know it from elsewhere. We know that it's not a carbon that is kavua lozman today, and it's a carbon yachid. So it's not doches. So you don't need this pasuk to teach me that. Number one, right? The carbon Eda says bitmiya hari carbon yachid hu veino docha Shabbos kashar kabanas yachid. All kabanas yachid are not docha. So question one. Number two, heisav Rabbi Yochanan achui drev safra v'hatani av pesachin. We have a parallel brisa that talks about Pesach, and on Pesach, how long is Pesach? 7 days. So if you want to say you got to take Shabbos out, but Pesach it also says 7. Habeyatat say Shabbos mehen hare shisha. But if you take Shabbos out, then it's going to be 6, right? It's not going to be, it's not 7. So how do you understand that limud? So the whole, the Torah says 7. So again, if this is the, how you darshan the the seven, because it's excluding Shabbos, so the seven is to be merames, that we're not including Shabbos, that's why it doesn't say eight, but by Pesach is one less day. So why should the Torah say seven? The Torah should say six. Number three, even getting back to Sukkos, Hagatz B'cha, you're telling me Sukkos always goes to seven because it's a Shabbos? What about Shekhal Yom Tov HaRishon V'Yom Tov HaAcharon is B'Shabbos? Sometimes you'll have two Shabbosos, right? The first and last day, right? The first day Sukkos HaJriya Tzeres, Me'atat, Seimei and Shnei Yamin. So you'd have to take 2 days out. HaRishishos is only six, so how could you say seven? So based on all of these questions, we retract and we say Yehuda Bar Safra, and the name of Ve'oshia really was telling us a different halacha. There must have been a mistake. He's not telling me that this pasuk is teaching me that Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos. There's something else going on here. So Asa Rabbi Chananya, when Rabbi Chananya came, he said the following, right? Like the Pnei Moshe says, V'kamar, lo kita amriso meikara, not like we originally understood. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Safra, Kamar B'Shem Rabbi Oshia, Lidrosh Mikra de V'chagosim Kidela'el, is teaching us what we said before. Right, and then you have the problems of Ay Chagig and Docha Shabbos. No, this is the following is what he's teaching us from the next part. What are they teaching us? The Chag Osem, also Chag Lashem Shivas Yamim. Right, the same pasuk. The Chag Shivas Yamim, V'chis Shivahem, V'chal Shmonahem. The lead up is the same. Is it seven? Say it is really 8 days. Right, so it is 8 days. Ella, say Shabbos mayem shekvar lamadnu shir chagiga docha Shabbos. Well, obviously Shabbos is not being included. Not that we'll learn from this pasuk that Shabbos is excluded. No, we're saying, well, obviously Shabbos is not included based on elsewhere we know. We know that Shabbos, you cannot bring a chagiga on Shabbos. We know that from elsewhere. And therefore the pasuk is only referring to days that the chagiga can be brought. The 7 days that it can be brought. And you're right, sometimes you have two Shabbosos in there, but generally not. But we know from elsewhere. So Mata Malomar. So this is what he's teaching us. What do you learn, do with the second half of the Pasuk? Right? It's the second half of the Pasuk said, Bachodesh Hashvi, Mata Malomar, Tachogu Oso. Bachodesh Hashvi, Tachogu Oso. What do you do with that extra phrase? Ela Malamechi, Antifa Akron Tashlumun Rishon. Right, to teach me an extra lashon of bichogeg, that the Shlomi Yetzeres is included. It's not teaching me anything about Shabbos. It's just teaching me about, you have the lashon of 7 days, the 7 days of Sukkis. You're right, Shabbos is out based on a different source. And what do you have, the extra phrase of tachogu? Even Shmini Yetzeres. Even Shmini Yetzeres you could use as tashlumi. Good. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan, Vatani Kain. We learned, even though, why do you need the pasuk? To teach me that Shmini Yetzeres is included, because for many halachas Shmini Yetzeres is excluded. V'tani kein Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Shmini is a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. Pious Bifnei Atzmo. Pious Bifnei Atzmo. We know that all the Mishmaros on Sukkot, there were many, many karbanos. Remember all of the cows that are brought, and to split up the Mishmaros, how many Mishmaros bring two, how many Mishmaros bring three, they had a pious, and they went, had a pious every single day, because the cows went down one day, every day, one cow every day, you wanted to make sure that it was fair, so you had a special pious that went from the first day of Sukkot all the way to the seventh, on Shmini Atzeres, there's the separate karbanos, it's not the same numbers, it's only one, so therefore you have a new pious, doesn't matter what happened the first day, so pious b'fnei atzmo, bracha b'fnei atzmo, what is bracha b'fnei atzmo, the Gemara is going to say, that means, here the Gemara is going to say, means shechianu, you say a shechianu on Shmini Atzeres, unlike the end of the last days of Pesach, carbon bifidei atzmo, as we said before, a separate carbon is brought, that's connected to the pious, so fine. So in the Bavli, we know it says pazar kashav, it's six things, here only list these. What does it mean? Regular bifidei atzmo, because it says, b'kulam ksiv u'bayom. On all of these of Sukkot, there's a vav, u'bayom. V'chkan ksiv by Shmini Atzeres, bayom. It's a regular bifidei atzmo. What does it mean, regular bifidei atzmo? Four different opinions at least. In the Rishonim, what does Regel mean? Does Regel mean, looking one of the places, it's Sukkah, I think, Memches, Chagiga, Daf Yud Zayin. I'll read it from Chagiga Yud Zayin. What does Regel B'fnei Atzmo mean? Rashi says here, Regel B'fnei Atzmo, Sheyesh lo shem Regel B'fnei Atzmo ve'inakari Sukkis. Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, or Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, it's called a separate Regel for Birchas HaMazon and for Tefillah. Other Rishonim say you don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. They say, look at Tosfos. Tosfos here in Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. V'nir the Rabbeinu Tam. Bracha beberchas hamazon v'tfila shemaskir neshmini atzeres. V'regel hainu lina. Sheton lina b'Yerushalayim. It's a regel you have to sleep over. Rabbeinu Chananel Mefarish regel le'inyin avelus. It's a separate count of Avela. If somebody sits Shiva before Yadif, before Sukkot, so that counts. Shiva is broken. That's 7. Sukkot is another 7. That's 14. Shmini Atzeres is another 7. That's 21. And that's already considered 21 days of the Shloshim. Vachis, and he continues. That's his pshat. So again, Ragel met number of, different pshatim. Lina, Velusa, Bracha, Sukkah. We continue. Pious, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Masi Samar Kain, that's mentioned in the Mishnah in Sukkah, as I mentioned, Bishmini, Chazul Pious, Kibir Kirigalim. On the Shmini Atzeres, it went back to the regular pious, not connected to all the days, before it. Bracha, I'm Rabbi La, Zman. Bracha, Rabbi La says, that's referring to Shechianu, referring to Shechianu. Again, in other places, in Sukkah and elsewhere, the Bracha might mean something else. And, Shech Yanu is separate. Pazar, the Zion is man. So it's separate. I included in Bracha. Karban, Par Echad, Ayel Echad. Right? Karban is a separate, karban, Ayel Echad. The Bracha, just as an example, the Bracha in, that's mentioned elsewhere, Shem Avarcha, that Rashi says in Chagiga. Shem Avarcha as a Melech. Zechel Shlomo, Shenem Raboba, Yamashmini, Shalach as Amma, Yavarchu, as a Melech. Says the Mishnah. Shibbe Menasi Omer, we just heard at the end of the Mishnah previously, that if you don't bring the Chagiga on Yantif, then it's a loss. You're done. You missed it. You no more Tashlumen. So, the Reb Shibbe Menasi has another pshat. Eza himu vashin yachol liskon. What is that pasuk in Kohelet referring to? Something crooked that you can't fix. Sheba ala erva vahol in mamzer. Somebody is ball erva, and he has a mamzer. And he has a mamzer, so then, again, no matter how much tshuva one wants to do, there's a permanent stain. There's a permanent stain there. Right, that the Karban Eda says, Holman Imam Zer Shehavi Psulin be Yisrael, Vehain Lo Lizi Karon, Lefichach Ein Avono Nimchak, B'tshuva Levada. Right, the tshuva can't be mochek, fully. Can't be mochek fully. There is a very extreme tshuva, it's a radical tshuva of Rav Yaakov Emden in the Shelos Yavetz, where a woman was mezaneh, and then she was pregnant with a mamzer. You know, the Rebbe of Emden looking to get an abortion, an unbelievable tshuva. He says, I want to do tshuva, and I don't know what I'm going to do. This is going to be a stain on the rest of my life. So, pashup shat, there's nothing to do. But, he has a whole svara where he says, well, really, she's chayav misa. So it's ki'ilu gavra katila. And he stretches out after a couple of pages, stretches out some type of heter, which is a very, extreme tshuva that the later poskim, find, surprising. But, that's the she'ilas yavetz. But again, obviously, he's a gadol, but a couple of his tshuvas are, in Shelos Yavetz are very, individual, let's call them. Shelos Yavetz has a tshuva about the Pilegesh also. Okay. Imtor, Magan of a Gazlan, because there's a Mishnah. If you think Geneva and Gzela, they cannot be fixed. Yes, they can. Yachol Achul Sakein. That's, puzzle's not referring to that, because that could be fixed. Geneva and Gzela. Give back the money, right? It's a lav, hanita, glase, or lav, hanita, latashlumen. Rishim ben, yochai, omer, Ain karn mu'uvas elal mishoi misuka mitchilav nesaves. No, what is mu'uvas? Mu'uvas crooked means it was straight and it became crooked. Not that it was crooked originally, like these cases mentioned earlier. Veza zez a tamal chacham shpirish ben Torah. This is referring to somebody who is a learned person and then he went away. So that's somebody who is lo yuchalisko and he's not coming back. Tani. If you see cities that have been uprooted in the land of Israel, Dashlo, Ezekiel, Biskar, Sofer, Mumashtim, they haven't supported teachers for their children. Matam, Ama of the Haaretz, Nitzam, Ab Kamid, Bar, Bibli, Over, why is there such desolation in the land? Vayomar Hashem, Allah, Zomis, Torasi, they left my Torah. Right, this pasuk is, some are familiar with it from the Bavli in Nedarim Pei Aleph, that what does it mean? Allah, Zom, as Torasi, right, the pasuk continues, that it's lo shamu bikoli velo hilchuba, or the pasuk in Yirmiyo, that it's referring to lo berchu batorah tchila. That's the gemara there in the Darim Pe'alf. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya shalach lo Rabbi Chiya ulu Rav Asi lo Rabbi Ami lemevar bekir yasa darad Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya sent these great rabbis to go see the cities in Israel. Lemiskana lo and safrin umasniyan in to make sure that they have teachers who teach Tanakh, people teach Mishnah. Alon lecharasav lashkachon lo safav lemasni. They went to one city and there was no school. There were no teachers. Amrin Lane, Eisland the Turekarta. Bring me the guards of the city. Again, that's where that lashon that they took from. Niture Karta, the guards of the city. Bring me the guards of the city. Eisland Lace and Ture Karta. They brought them the security that stood at the doors of the city. Amrin Niture Karta. They said, these are the Niture Karta. Les Ilan El Chariv Karta. These are the ones that destroy the city. What does that mean? It means that if we think that we only are based on our own kochi va'otzim yadi, our own security, without also davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and having spiritual merit, so that's just going to destroy. That's not going to protect. So Amr Lei, Aman Inu Nitura Karto, so the townspeople said, so who are the ones that guard? Amr Lei, but Safari Masnaya Aina. Right, we also need, obviously you need Siyata Deshmaya, you need the physical security guards, you need the Hishtadlis, but we also need the power of Torah and Mitzvahs. Hadahu Dechsim, Mashem Yivne Bayis, as the Pasuk says in the Shir HaMaalos, Mashem Lo Yivne Bayis, Shav Am Lubonamo. If Hashem doesn't help build the Bayis, then those who build it are going for nothing. Shav. Mashem Lo Yishmar Ir, Shav Shakat Shomer. That's the Pasuk. Rabbi Chuda, Rabbi Yer, Rabbi Shem, Rishu, Abar, Rabbi Yisla, Masar, Shevita, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Al Avod, Azar, Al Gid, Arayis, Al Shichas Damim. An amazing Chazal. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can be Mvater on the big three. There are other chazals that he wasn't mevater on the big three for the first base of Migdash. But this chazal says he can be mevater on the big three, v'asha mo'asam b'torah lo viter. But their rejection of his Torah, he was not mevater on. Matam v'yomer Hashem. Because our pasuk said, Allah asher osov v'dazor v'gidosh v'shem v'stamim ein k'siv kan, el v'yomer Hashem, Allah osov is tarasi. So we have to make sure to be invested and consistent with our learning, and with our centrality of feeling of Torah, and Be'ez Hashem, in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help protect us as well, and be able to bring the Beis HaMikdash, because this was the cause of the Churban. Okay, we'll talk more about it, Be'ez Hashem, the next daf.